Why is everyone quitting their jobs? And what does lay flat mean anyway? So there I was, minding my own business, doing the dishes or something with my headphones in, listening to YouTube, when I heard this video begin playing.
In America, 2021 has been the year of the Great Resignation, otherwise known as the Big Quit.
The Great Resignation, that's what some experts are calling the growing trend of workers quitting or just changing careers.
All of a sudden, it seemed like everyone I know was changing jobs or stepping off the career ladder.
The number of Americans quitting their job is higher than ever.
In the second half of 2021, over 20 million Americans quit their jobs, creating the most significant quit rate since the government started tracking the data over two decades ago. And economists are calling this period the Great Resignation.
That got my attention. So I took out my AirPods, unlocked my phone, and started actually watching the video. Brett Cooper from the Daily Wire went on to say that there are three types of resignations going on: early retirements, burnout career changes, and entitlement. Now, that last one is my word, not hers. I love that some people have worked hard enough and saved well enough to retire early. I mean, I plan on doing that one day. I'm working hard for that reality. I also understand burnout. The pandemic has added a lot of stress to most jobs, with vaccine mandates, masking, extra precautions, thin workforces due to illness, leading to longer work hours, and more. I know many, many people from all sectors, like education, healthcare, retail, service, and even fellow pastors, who are all feeling the pressures brought on from the last 2 years of this pandemic. Everyone is stressed and doing things outside of their normal. So I completely understand taking time off due to burnout and even switching careers if the stress in your current job is just too much for you. But it's the last one with which I have a problem. Many people, especially those in early adulthood, are simply quitting the workforce and living off of the hard work of other people.
Some just don't want to work at all. With people quitting left and right, there has been an anti-work movement brewing. And unsurprisingly, Gen Z is leading the charge. As evidence, the anti-work subreddit is one of the fastest growing groups on the platform. Last fall, it only had 150,000 members. Now, it has over 1.6 million. They have the tagline, "Unemployment for all, not just the rich," and they call themselves the Idlers. These idlers largely believe that people should strive to work as little as possible and preferably for themselves. Many work as few hours as possible in part-time jobs in order to survive. Some take on roommates or raid dumpsters for food to reduce their cost of living. Seems like they're working awfully hard at not working. One idler was pushed over the edge and finally quit his job after his boss posted a sign telling workers they couldn't use their phones during shifts. And if they were caught with their phones, management could confiscate them. The movement can be traced back to the Marxist idea that humanity can and should evolve beyond the requirement that we work for a living. And that makes sense, considering that 64% of Gen Z would happily vote for a socialist candidate.
Now, I know I'm old. I was born in the late 1900s, after all. Yes, I heard that this past week.
It's been 84 years.
But all that stuff, we just watched that video, that's dumb. An anti-work movement?
Come on, man.
Quitting because you can't use your phone on the job?
Come on, man.
Look, put your phone down and work hard. Humanity will never progress beyond the requirement that we must work for a living. I don't care what Karl Marx said. But it's not just Americans that have this mindset. It's the Chinese, too.
It can also be connected to the laying flat cultural movement that is spreading like wildfire in China among 20 to 30-year-olds. A movement that advocates for laying down instead of working hard. Sounds nice, huh?
I wake up not worrying about work, she says. Till this fall, Tang worked at a tech firm, part of China's rat race to push the country and herself ahead. But then she decided to what the Chinese call Tang Ping, or lie flat. Lying flat is about not comparing with others, but to yourself, she says. It's about developing your own path and following your heart.
However, the Chinese Communist Party is not thrilled with this new attitude, which they call Tang Ping. And in response, they've scrubbed their internet of all laying flat references and groups, and even deleted the original Laying Flat Manifesto, which went viral last year.
I think it's funny that it was Marx that said that we will progress beyond work, yet the Chinese Communist Party is fighting this tooth and nail. That really tells you everything that you need to know. All of that aside, why right now?
COVID-19 and the government's enabling response to the pandemic has accelerated the problem. People got comfortable during the lockdowns, and they learned that in many cases, they could make more money by relying on government-funded initiatives than returning to their jobs. And still today, many continue to collect unemployment benefits rather than returning to work. It's a trend that's become so commonplace that even Elon Musk jumped in with a statement when he appeared on Joe Rogan's podcast.
This notion, though, that you can just sort of send checks out to everybody and things will be fine is not true.
Musk asserts that many wrongly believe that the economy is a cornucopia where goods and services will simply appear, leading individuals to believe that they don't need to work or contribute to production. This interview was back in 2020. Not only have these attitudes continued, they even seem to be getting worse. FedEx reported that they are having to reroute some 600,000 packages a day due to operating with only 65% of needed staff. Schools are closing and turning back to remote learning due to a lack of teachers and administrators. Restaurants are moving to robot servers due to the shortage of food industry employees. And as of December, the United States had 11 million job openings, which is close to an all-time record. So the problem is not the availability of jobs. It is the dramatically changing cultural attitudes towards work and productivity. And with the baby boomers retiring in throngs, the workforce is being left in the hands of millennials and Gen Z. And it is not looking great.
Why work when you make the same or even more by not working? It really is a good question. You see, this works on an individual level, but it literally collapses civilization if everyone stops working. If there's no one to produce, then there's nothing. We need farmers and ranchers to produce food, factory workers to process it, truck drivers to deliver it, retailers to sell it, and garbage collectors to discard the waste. If everyone stops working, then the world stops working. If society lays flat, then mankind flatlines. So, what should Christians, people of the Bible, think about this? Can believers be anti-work? Can Jesus followers lay flat?
Come on, no.
Now you might be asking, wasn't part of the curse in Genesis 3 that we now have to work? We'll get to that in just a second. Let's start even earlier than Genesis 3, Genesis 1. What do we see God doing in Genesis 1? Working. He created everything and he called it good. He did this in 6 days and then rested on the seventh. This is why we have a work week and a rest day. It's modeled after God. God works. But what about work being a part of the curse in Genesis 3? Well, let's read it. God says to Adam, "The ground is cursed because of you. All your life you will struggle to scratch out a living from it. It will grow thorns and thistles for you, though you will eat of its grains. By the sweat of your brow you will have food to eat." God didn't curse mankind with work. The curse is that our work will be difficult. We're going to sweat and things will not always go right. Hit the like button if you feel that curse. You see, in the Garden of Eden, work was effortless. Now work is toil. It's challenging. It's exhausting. But there's no work in heaven, right? I mean, isn't heaven a place of rest? Therefore, shouldn't we make heaven on earth by not working?
False.
Heaven is actually a place of work. God is working. Jesus said this, "My Father is always working, and so am I." Jesus taught in the parable of the three servants. You know the one where the master gives 5 bags of silver to one servant, 2 bags of silver to another, and 1 to a third. You know that one. He says that when our life is over, God will say to those who have used well what they have been given, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Now, we know that part, but here's the next sentence. "You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities." But here's the good news. Work in heaven will be like it was in the Garden of Eden, before sin, before the fall. It will be perfectly fulfilling, immensely satisfying, and wonderfully effortless. Heaven will be a perfect society, free from sin, corruption, and death, and Murphy's Law will be nowhere found. But Genesis was in our past, and heaven is in our future. So what about work now? What about our work like this week? What does the scripture say about that? Well, you need to know that the scripture is pretty harsh on laziness and not working. Here's just one proverb on the subject. A lazy person is as bad as someone who destroys things. Remember what I said earlier? If society lays flat, then mankind flatlines. Solomon agrees with me. The New Testament isn't any less harsh. Paul tells Timothy on the subject of people not working and therefore neglecting to take care of their families. He says, those who won't care for their relatives, especially those who live in their own household, have denied the true faith. Such people are even worse than unbelievers. Paul turns the heat up even more to the church in Thessalonica. He says, and now, dear brothers and sisters, we give you this command in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, okay? Big time stuff. Stay away from believers who live idle lives and don't follow the tradition that they receive from us. For you know that you ought to imitate us. We were not idle when we were with you. We never accepted food from anyone without paying for it. We worked hard, day and night, so that we would not be a burden to any of you. Even while we were with you, we gave you this command. Those unwilling to work will not get to eat. Yet, we hear that some of you are living idle lives, refusing to work and meddling in other people's business. We command such people and urge them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to settle down and work to earn their own living. Look, the Bible isn't unclear about this. Christians who are able to work are to work, and they are to work hard or starve. It's really their choice. Even the welfare system laid out for Israel in the Old Testament still required work. Talking to those who owned farms, God commanded this. When you harvest the crops of your land, do not harvest the grain along the edges of your field, and do not pick up what the harvesters drop. Leave it for the poor and the foreigners living among you. I am the Lord your God. Those in need still had to put forth an effort to go out and collect the intentionally left behind portions of their crops. No handouts to those who are able. So, what should believers do? One, you should provide for yourself by working hard. Two, you should honor God by working hard. And three, you should enjoy the fruits of your labor. Solomon tells us this, people should eat and drink and enjoy the fruits of their labor, for these are gifts from God. There's a satisfaction that comes from a good day's work. There's also a dissatisfaction, a nagging in your soul for being a lazy mooch. So work hard, honor God, and enjoy the fruit of your labor. Hey, I hope you learned something in this video. If you did, would you please consider sharing it and be sure to subscribe so that you can catch the next video when it drops. A special thanks to channel sponsor LifeWord. Be sure to check them out at lifeword.org. We'll see you next time. Grace and peace.